Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
The following very, very special program is brought to you in lively black and white on NBC.
That's right. We are in lively black and white for your enjoyment. Good morning, everyone. We can't afford color today. B. Arthur once again slashed our budget. Horrible.
Man.
So disrespectful with the Rodney Dangerfield of the lineup. I'm Jason Matheson along with Alexis Thompson. And there she is, Holly Roberts. It is Monday, February 6, 2023. It is the day after an award show. So we are on it like a country dog chasing after dawn. Remember that?
Oh, right, Humper.
That's right. Kenny's favorite story from Dawn in 7 years. The country dog's chasing her.
Yeah. Didn't she have to jump on a shed or something, too?
They
had ticks all over their body parts. God.
And for the overly sensitive out there, Dawn gave us permission to laugh at this, so... Don't email us for the love of the Clampets. Anyway, no, she was Chase's little girl by those randy country dogs.
Yep.
So ain't nothing worse than being chased by a country dog. Anyway, we're gonna be gonna be all over the Grammys.
Maybe a bear might be worse.
Well, maybe a bear. Yeah, that's true. But first, I gotta give this to you. I gotta show you. I gotta let you listen to this because you know the sub headline. Name of our show, you know, the main name of our show is Jason and Alexis in the Morning, but our sub name is Laughing and Leaking in the Morning.
Yeah,
because you find people are lucky enough to be listening to us in the sunset years of our show.
Yep. Our body hurts. We're losing our minds.
That's right. When we started, or I call this the Woody. Because when we started, we were Buzz Lightyear. You know what I mean?
Okay.
We were shiny and new.
I was going to say, what?
No. Listen, it's not a penis reference.
Okay.
We were shiny and new, and B. Arthur liked playing with us, and Dan, you know, Emperor did too. And then, and now we're Woody. You know what I mean? We're serviceable.
Oh.
They pull us out sometimes. We can still get the job done, but our limbs are kind of janky.
The troll doll with the jewel belly button that the kid cut the hair of.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it's just a nubbin on top now.
That's Holly, true. And the jewels, lots that sparkle.
That's right. So we're Woody. We're now the Woody. And other shows are now the Buzz Lightyear. And that's all right. Woody's great. It's Tom Hanks, for heaven's sake. I don't mind being, we're in the Woody era of our show here at My Talk.
Yeah.
And proof, you know, Alexis talks about her adult diapers, her leaking.
Yeah, one day. It's going to happen.
Double rings.
Right. Yep.
Holly eats Metamucil wafers for breakfast.
Dessert.
That's right. I always say breakfast. That's right. It's dessert. And I'm moments away from getting on Lipitor. You know what I mean? I got a slightly elevated cholesterol, I found out. That's none of what I just said is a joke. And none of what I just said is a joke.
Nope. And our hips, we're getting Charlie horses in the middle of the night. It's just oof.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So that brings me to a new product that I heard about. This is not a joke that I think should be the sponsor of Laughing and Leaking in the Morning. Ladies and gentlemen, here's the real commercial for the Smart Diaper. The smart typer.
Oh. Smarty, a connected smart brief connecting real-time health information and sharing it instantaneously with caregivers and family members. It can alert the staff when a patient's brief or diaper is wet or soiled. Monitor for abnormal body movement, abnormalities in the urine, temperature changes, and more. The Bluetooth-enabled Smarty Pup attaches to a disposable adult brief or diaper with built-in sensors that detect conditions and provides alerts instantaneously.
Come on! It's a smart adult diaper!
They make it for the biggins! Yeah?
So we'll give... We'll have Bea Arthur download the app, and she will get the notifications for us. You know
what I mean? Oh, my gosh! When eat more spinach! Come on!
Oh, no! There's a blowout!
When there's an abnormality with her morning show, she will get the alerts on her smart app connected to our smart diapers.
Can't wait.
Oh,
I can't wait.
Goes up the back.
Oh, so there we go.
I wonder how that works.
The future is now.
It is, isn't it?
Well, I'm sure it's like a cloth diaper, maybe, with little sensors in it.
Now, they do make
like
these
humidity
in our size, correct?
They do.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, these are for kids. They're even kids, but these are, they can be for adults. So,
wow.
If any member of our sales team's listening,
that's right.
I smell it. A triple endorsement.
Ooh, yeah. Diaper life, smart diapers.
Come on, Sonia. Get that smart diaper money.
You could change your diaper live on air.
Oh, that'd be great. Oh. Diaper change Thursday.
I had squash.
Never mind. I'm excited though about something like this. Could you also track people with their diapers? Because would this be a great way to? Because I want to microchip my child.
Don't tell the Chinese government about these. Okay? That's right. Please don't.
Please.
Let's.
Oh, that's right.
We just got rid of the balloons. For God's sake. Yeah.
Psych.
You want to track your child with a homing device in their diaper, Alexis?
Well, I wanted a microchip in like his wrist or something, but that would dissolve when he's 18. But I don't know if that's allowed. So I'm wondering if I could track my diaper instead.
The ethics of microchipping your child.
I'm with Lex, and I have talked about this for years. I'm with Lex, and Colin is. I said, look. I'm not kidding. I'd tape it somewhere. Yeah. I don't know, but I'm.
A friend has one of those air tags and has a necklace that her kid wears.
Oh.
So I'm thinking about air tagging him.
I'm thinking this diaper a couple years ago.
Right? Yeah, it's just sitting right there on your colon.
Colin shoved the air tag in a meatloaf. A little bit of meatloaf. Here, James.
In a waterproof little baggie. Just chill it in your body.
So there we go, everyone. From Laughing and Leaking in the Morning, our new sponsor, Smart Diaper.
Yep.
Perfect. When we come back, it's Grammy Apalooza, so don't go anywhere. Swift bringing us back. Taylor Swift on the red carpet yesterday.
Gorgeous.
A little blue number. I called her the queen of the reaction shot yesterday. The directors would go from Jay-Z to Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift to Jay-Z and maybe to Shania Twain. And then back to Taylor Swift and then back to Jay-Z. And then maybe to Shania Twain.
Well, she was always up clapping and dancing as she always is.
Always.
Now, she wasn't up for awards because her album came out late October.
Yeah.
And the deadline is October 1st. So don't worry. She'll be represented huge in the next year. Grammys. Yes.
You depend on us the day after your award show to do a little palooza. This is a Grammy-a-palooza. And you also know that the three of us love a good montage. Ladies and gentlemen, if you missed it, here is your Grammys winners montage.
For Best Pop Vocal Album. And the Grammy goes to Harry's House. Harry, stop!
For Best R&B Song.
Cuff It!
For Best Country Album.
A Beautiful Time, Willie Nelson.
For the Best Duo or Group Performance. Unholy. Sam Smith and Kim Petras.
For Best Rap Album.
Kendrick Lamar!
Best Dance and Electronic Album.
as we are witnessing history tonight, breaking the record for the most Grammy wins of all time. It's Renaissance, Beyoncé.
Best pop solo performance, Adele.
For Song of the Year, Just Like That.
For Record of the Year, Lizzo for About Damn Time.
Album of the Year,
Harry Styles.
There we go. Your winner's Montouche from the 2023 Grammys. This is Alexis's jam, her jelly, her favorite award show. Talk to me. Overall thoughts, 37,000 feet. What are we thinking?
Amazing. I had the best time watching. Trevor Noah killed it as a host again. I really loved how they switched it up with family and friends, former bosses, introducing the performers. Thought that was really sweet. Now, I think this might be, I saw a lot of yays and nays for the super fans. I personally thought it was fantastic, super cute to see the fans and then later being able to meet their idols. Thought that was great. I want to be Lizzo and Adele. Not only did they win, but they were having the best time ever. They were up in front. They looked amazing. They're both in love. And Lizzo's love for Beyonce is just the best thing. So fun to see. Lots and lots of firsts. I know we talked about Viola Davis now being an EGOT.
Yep.
Beyonce winning the most Grammys. We have Bad Bunny, who he was the first Album of the Year nomination that for a project completely in Spanish.
So and opening the show with Caribbean culture. I mean, right there.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. And winning that first award there. Mm-hmm. So that was pretty cool. There were a lot of great fashion moments.
Kim
as
Petra,
well.
Though, one more history. I don't mean to interrupt you,
but
Kim Petra. First trans artist, yeah.
Yes, that was great. Harry Styles took the biggest prize, of course, Album of the Year. Harry's House, just a great album. That was really fun to see him win. But yeah, it was great. And they also did a 50-year hip-hop music celebration that was epic.
Probably one of the best things I've seen the Grammys produce. And I can't even imagine. The three of us know a little bit about producing TV and such and entertainment. I can't imagine what coordination that took for all of those performers, all of their people, all of their wishes and thoughts and views and demand, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Obviously the performers, but let's just take bravo to the behind the scenes folks that orchestrated that. That was a feat.
That was a feat. I loved it. I know that maybe you expected that because I do love the Grammys. I think they just do a wonderful job. The scene is set. The fashion's on point. I think they do a great mix of performances, unexpected performances together, and awards. It's not too heavy awards. It's just, I think it's spot on in every way. How about you guys?
Well you love it, but Lex, you're also, I didn't know what to expect. You have been critical of the broadcast, though. It's been off. You love it, but you've been very fair. I mean, fair-handed as far as your criticism. There have been years where it's been off, and the selection of performers was weird, and you've been critical of them, so. Holly Roberts, what do you think?
Yeah, I think that they struck a nice balance this year, the Grammy Awards. You know, having that tribute to hip-hop, celebrating 50 years of the musical genre. So you get the legacy acts on stage mixed with the modern folks. You get the Sam Smith and Kim Petras. And there's just, like, sometimes the Grammys, it comes down to, are the nominees fun in any given year? Mm. And this year, we had an abundance of fun performers and fun folks in the audience. And they had great chemistry together, and they were happy to be there.
Yeah.
Makes a big difference.
Shania and Lizzo and Jay. Shania looks like she was at the best party ever. She was loving life, man.
Wow, that red wig, too.
Yeah.
It was almost like samurai inspired.
I read something this morning about the hip hop tribute. Did you guys see it when you woke up? Maybe a quick headline. The rumor is Will Smith, DJ Jazzy Jeff, and Will were supposed to be in that, and Will pulled out.
Ooh.
I don't know if he was afraid of the possible reaction, but he was supposed to be in that.
Yeah, naturally so.
Yeah.
Well, now as he, you know, he should have been. Mm-hmm. So
that was a smart move on his part.
Yeah, too soon. Probably too soon. Yep.
Yeah.
The other great performances. Did you see Missy Elliott?
She is
Oh my goodness.
Missy Elliott.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Is living her best life right now. If you follow her on Instagram, just amazing. And she's been nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year.
Yeah.
She came out and I was like, look, and then it was, that was one of my favorite moments. I didn't love it. Now, this shouldn't come as a surprise to Alexis. Mm. I did not love it as much as my friends. Mm. I love the Grammys. It's not my favorite. I think that would go probably to the Oscars or the Globes. Actually, the Globes is more fun. But anyway, but I think I think Trevor did a good job. I love the setup. I love the tables, kind of the Globe setup when they're at tables.
Yes,
it allowed Trevor to effortlessly flow through the audience and not be kind of clunky. You know, when you're in auditorium seats, I liked that. The performances, I think the hip hop tribute was my favorite. I loved Harry. I think Harry Styles did a good performance. Yeah. Lizzo, at first I wasn't sure. I was like, I don't know if I like this. But then I loved the message of the song and the finale won me over. Speaking of Lizzo, here's a little bit of her acceptance speech that was quite moving. Take a listen.
I look around and there's all these songs that are about loving our bodies and feeling comfortable in our skin and... I'm just so proud to be a part of it, because in a world where there's a lot of darkness, I'd like to believe that not only can people do good, but we just are good. And anybody at home who feels misunderstood or on the outside looking in like I did, just stay true to yourself, because I promise you, you will find people, you will attract people in your life who believe in you and support you.
Lizzo, last night. Holly, did you have a favorite performance?
It was the hip-hop tribute. I don't think any of the other performances really topped that. But I did also enjoy, you know, let's give a shout-out. Mary J. Blige performed last night.
Uh-huh. Yes, still getting it done.
Getting it done. She is a legend.
Smokey Robinson was there.
Oh, I know.
Guys.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't wait for Gasm.
I know.
Gasms.
It's plural.
Yeah.
Our show ruined that for me, because all I could think about was our segment about it.
Yes!
And I couldn't take it seriously. I kept laughing. No, he looked great. I'm just saying, I kept thinking of us three knuckleheads. And anyway, go back and listen to Friday's show.
Oh my gosh.
And of course, to see Stevie Wonder perform.
Yes, who looks ageless as always.
Yes.
It's just amazing. Other performances. Sam Smith did a good job, I think.
Yeah.
The performance.
Oh my gosh, that big red cape. Him and Lizzo both had these huge, just beautiful red carpet moments.
Okay, let's take a break. I have an unpopular opinion, though.
Okay.
About the Grammys. I got to be honest. Unpopular opinion, more Grammy-palooza when we return. Jason and Alexis Games will return at its regularly scheduled time tomorrow so that we can bring you Grammy-palooza.
So much today.
That's right. I have an unpopular opinion. I like her, and I feel the need to just say that. Okay. I'm not busting on her. I have love in my heart.
Oh.
Peace and love.
Okay.
Peace and love. Mm. But why did Bonnie Raitt win that best? What was it? Because I don't know.
Song of the Year.
Song of the Year.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Bonnie Raitt has a new song?
I think that she was as surprised as all of us. She's like, wait, what? Huh?
Just
certainly gave us something to talk about. Am I right?
Thank goodness.
Yes.
I thought Bonnie Raitt has a new song and it just won Song of the Year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, to clarify, Song of the Year is different than Record of the Year. It's one of the big three awards, but Song of the Year is specifically for the song writing, not the actual song that you hear in your ears.
Right.
This is for, you know,
the art of songwriting.
Correct.
Yes, but that the rest of the people in that category, I mean, wow, right?
Who else was in that category, Lex? Do you remember?
Yeah, as I say that now, I'm just trying to scroll through and find
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to put you on the spot. Would you like me to play some stall music?
Sure. Type.
Here we go. Song of the Year.
Okay, who is it?
A, B, C, D, E, F, U.
Oh, right. Oh, that's a great song. Yeah. From Gail, right?
From Gail.
Yeah.
Okay.
About Damn Time.
Oh,
right.
Okay. Yes.
So good.
We had All Too Well, the 10-minute version from the Taylor Swift short film. Harry Styles' As It Was. Bad Habit, performed by Steve Lacy.
Okay.
Break My Soul from Beyonce. Easy on Me. Adele. There was God Did and The Heart Part 5. The winner was And Just Like That by Bonnie Raitt.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look, I'm not a songwriter. They know, I guess they know better, but it just, and now that I know Song of the Year is about writing, it makes me feel a little different. But what's funny is the moment I issued this unpopular opinion,
you've got mail.
Barefoot Contessa on Twitter wrote to us, Bonnie Raitt winning Song of the Year is my favorite moment of the night. Yeah, sorry. I just hiked my leg and peed on him. But yeah. No, but I like Bonnie Raitt.
Yes.
I do.
Some of your best friends are Bonnie Raitt.
That's right. But I just was like, Scooby? Okay.
Yeah, I really, she felt the same way. I mean, she walked up there like, okay, I am at a loss for words. I don't even know what to say.
Mm-hmm.
She was so surprised.
Sometimes the Grammys does this, though.
Yeah.
Yes,
with their big awards. There was
go ahead. No, please. No, no, please. Oh.
Going back in the Wayback Machine in 2001.
Oh, who, what was the surprise win then?
Steely Dan.
Oh.
Won Album of the Year.
Right.
And everyone was like, what?
What? Also, Steely Dan in 2001?
Exactly.
Okay.
I think that like Herbie Hancock, he is much celebrated by the Grammys. I think he won recently, too, or it was like, well, that's great.
Yeah.
I haven't heard from you in a hot second.
Yeah.
Which is great. And obviously, they're hearing or looking at something that we as just the listening public do not understand.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, I recognize that. I'm just kind of like, oh, okay.
Yeah. How many new artists did you know?
None.
I do too. But then that Samara Joy one, and wow, I want to learn more about her. Really beautiful voice.
Do you know the nominees? Read them off one more time and see if I might have fast forwarded past that one.
Anita? Omar Apollo?
No.
Domi and JD Beck?
No.
There's Samara Joy, Lotto. I knew Lotto. We know Lotto because she did that mix.
Oh, Lotto. Yes.
Yeah, the Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey, Lotto. Yes. Oh, I love that. Yes. Big blank energy.
Yep. Yeah, that's right.
Big popsicle energy.
Maneskin. We know that group.
We do?
Yep.
They performed at Eurovision.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you say I know them, I know them.
There's a big hit. If you hear it, you're going to go, oh, yeah, I know those guys. Mooney Long? Toby Nwigwe? We have Molly Tuttle.
It just feels like you're making these names up. Wet Leg. That's going to be Holly's nickname for laughing and leaking in the morning. That's right. Holly Wet Leg. Holly Wet Leg Roberts.
That's right.
That does sound like like we're making a vote.
But literally, Lex, I love you, and I'm not busting on you. It literally sounded like you were just making these names up for a game for, you know, that Holly's hosting.
These were generated by AI.
Yes.
Audience, you all, you in your car, how many of those names that Alexis just said do you did you recognize? I knew. Lex is telling me I know two. I'm going to say one and a half. I know one and a half of those.
Yeah. Gosh, what is that band? It's a rock band.
Actually knew Wet Leg. They're did.
Holly.
Okay.
They're a British rock duo.
Okay.
And I think I've actually enjoyed a Wet Leg song. Couldn't tell you off the top of my head, but I know. I'm like, oh, yeah. They sound familiar.
Hold on. Now I got to look up Wet Leg. For heaven. Wet.
So Beggin' is probably the song that we know. And I know I'm saying main skin wrong. Monskin.
Well, they,
there's an O.
They've got an accent. Umlaut kind of thing going on. Yeah.
And that's that song. I'm begging you.
Thank you.
You know that one?
I knew, don't thank you.
Oh, man.
Wet Lang, by the way, Wet Leg, slang means a self-pitying person, by the way, just in case you want to know that.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me look at these folks. Wet Leg. It's two women?
Yes.
Oh.
Okay.
When I thought of Wet Leg, I for some reason I thought...
What were you thinking? A wet dream?
A man. Oh, they actually do have a song called Wet Dream.
Oh, they do? We gotta listen to that.
That they sang on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, wow.
No, damn it. Now we gotta hear Wet Dream.
Okay. Wet Leg. Whatever. Wet Dream. Okay, here we go.
There we go.
Oh, I like that.
For our podcast listeners, go ahead and just...
Yeah.
Put Wet Dream, Wet Leg into the YouTube.
Well, be careful there. Be careful.
Yeah.
Just to, you know.
Oh, yeah. Be careful. Just put Wet Leg Tonight Show. That's safer.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, Gary, what are you watching over there in your cube?
Wet Dream, Wet Leg.
Jason after and Alexis told me to do it.
What comes first?
Oh, boy. No, that's a riddle.
but they did Wet Dream, Wet Leg win?
No.
They did not win? Okay.
Samara Joy won.
She sounds familiar. So maybe I know one and a quarter of these people.
Well, you know, they did a little preview, so you heard her. She has a very...
1 3/4.
Yeah, kind of old-timey sound.
Okay.
That's very nice.
You're completely making that up.
No! Okay, we gotta play some of her now since
Samara
she won.
Nah, damn it. Okay, hold on a minute. Let me Samara Joy. Jones. Jones.
Joy. Samara. Happy, happy, joy, joy.
Samara Joy. Is that the song? Happy, happy, joy.
No, I don't know.
Oh. As first performed by Ren and Stimpy. Yeah. She's doing a smooth cover.
Out of this dream. I enjoy her.
Her acceptance speech was so cute. She's from the Bronx. She's only 23 years old. She was just like, just awestruck by everyone in the room that she's watched and that she can't believe she's there.
She's lovely.
Isn't she?
I can picture listening to her sitting in a beautiful club.
Yes.
Having a martini slightly dirty with a couple blue cheese olives.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, slamming some shrimp cocktail.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Alexis in the car.
Alexis goes right for the scrimps.
Give me some food.
Real quick, smart drive.
She's great. Look at her. Oh, man, listen to that voice. Mm. We need more cocktail sauce over here.
Oh, the second annual My Talk Awards wrapped up on Friday. Thanks to Chanhassen Dinner Theaters for sponsoring that. And congratulations to LoJ for picking the most winners. See everyone who won and lost everything. My Talk Awards at mytalk1071.com. Enter keyword. Crap. Awards. There we go. Got out of the email. When we come back, it's a taste test. Alexis style. She tried poker face amongst others when we return. Am I the asshat coming up in just a little bit?
Oh, it's a good one, huh?
Yeah, I think so. It's just ridiculous. This one, you know, some of these we do just because there really isn't an argument, but it's just so just, oh my goodness. This one falls into the category of I picked it just because, A, the title. You know I love a good headline.
Mm-hmm.
And B, it's just ridiculous. So I can't wait for that. That's coming up in a little bit. Yes. But right now, welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Right here on My Talk, everything entertainment, everything Grammys. If you just missed our Grammy wrap-up, you have two options. Well, just wait for the next My Talk show. They'll be talking about it all day.
All day here, yep.
That's right. Just wait for the next train.
That's what we do.
Coming soon. That's right. Or a little bit later, download hour two of our podcast. Holly will have more coming up in our third hour in the Dirt Alert. But right now, you also depend on us not only for award show breakdowns, but you depend on all of the three of us to watch hours and hours of television so you don't have to.
What is this, a taste test?
Taste test? I'm in.
Oh, could I just try a little sample?
Just a bit. Just a taste.
It tastes cheesier.
Let your taste decide.
Jason and Alexis present TV Taste Test.
TV Taste Test, Alexis Thompson edition, Poker Face.
Holly, you were right. I love this show.
Yay!
It's so good. It's on Peacock. Ryan Johnson created it. Natasha Lyonne, now everyone's talking about her because she's like the main character. She plays Charlie. She works in a casino, but she is very intuitive. She can read people very easily, whether they're lying or not. And she uses that to solve some mysteries. And she's getting herself into some trouble. Because she kind of has gone against now a casino, her boss, basically. But, you know, the other thing that I was thinking as I'm watching this, there's lots of stars in this. Benjamin Bratt is in it. Adrian Brody. We've got Dasha Polanco from Orange is the New Black. She's in a few other things, too, of course. But the interaction between the characters, the chemistry, I really love it. And I can't wait to watch more. I watched one episode. Now she's kind of on the run, but I guess every episode there will be another mystery to solve, which, you know, is always great. So there's the overarching story, but then you also get, you know, Law and Order style answers, which is great.
Oh, so they're self-contained, Lex? Each episode's...
It appears that way, that there will be one mystery that's solved, but then there's this overarching story of... her pretty much running from her boss for something that happens in the first episode.
This is so up your alley, Lex.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. This is like, this is your canoe, your river.
Absolutely. She is the new Columbo. But I liken her actually more to like Monk or Psych. Remember that show?
Yeah.
Just because they're, you know, she's like, you know, one last thing here. Figuring this out. She kind of just like, I got you. Now, I don't know if she'll be this way with the other people because she's more familiar with her boss and her coworkers. But regardless, I'm in. I can't wait to watch more. I think there's 5 episodes available right now. There's going to be 10 total for the season.
We're doing a taste test. Lex is reviewing Poker Face on Peacock. Holly, I can't remember. Did you watch all of them?
I have not watched all of them yet, but I think that I've gotten through 2 to 3 episodes of Poker Face. It's holding up.
You read my mind.
Yeah. I read an interview with Ryan Johnson and Natasha Lyonne, and they likened the series Poker Face as a mix between Columbo and Quantum Leap.
Quantum Leap? Interesting.
Why Quantum Leap?
Because it's a, you know, story of the week type of show.
Oh, got
where
it. Okay.
In each new episode, Natasha Lyonne's character finds herself in a new scenario, just like in Quantum Leap, where Scott Bakula's character, Sam Beckett, leaped from person to person, finds himself in different circumstances. So does Charlie in Poker Face.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, Lex, I don't know. Maybe I was asleep, or admittedly, maybe I just tuned you out this episode of our show, which, you know, we fall asleep sometimes. I'm kidding. Have you seen the new Quantum Leap? I can't remember you talking about it. And you love the reason I'm asking, if people don't know, Lex loves the original Quantum Leap.
Yes.
I can't remember. But then again, the three of us can't remember what we did on Friday.
No. True story.
That's the truth.
Do you like the new Quantum Leap?
I do like it. Now, for our show, it's hard to watch that and talk about it just because of the nature of the show. I've watched the first three episodes, and I love it. I've put it on hold only because of all the things that we have to watch, but that really isn't any indication of whether I liked it or not. I love the twists of how they've changed the some of the characters, genders, and I'm in.
Okay.
I really liked it. Have you checked it out?
I have not.
I can't remember. Okay.
I have not, but every time I see a commercial, I think to myself, mental note, ask Alexis, because again, I remember you loving the original. So.
Yes. And where can we watch this reboot? Where do we watch this? I'm just trying
to... NBC.
That's right. Okay. On Peacock, yeah.
Yeah. Taste Test is what we're doing. Extraordinary is next. What's this?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I got a tweet from a My Talker. I want to make sure I get this right here because I would not have checked this out if it wasn't for this person. Now, gosh, let me see here. I just... wow, this is great. Anyway, I want to thank the My Talker. Andrew, I want to say, is his name.
Okay.
Who's been listening to our show for 13 years, Jace.
Hi, Andrew.
Hey, Andrew. Hey. And he says, yes, Andrew. He says, I've been a faithful listener for 13 years, and I've never asked for anything until now. Please try Extraordinary on Hulu. Please, all in capital letters. And I said, all right. I can do that, and I can see he knows us like this. I think you both of you will love this as well. It is about a woman named Jen. She lives in a world where everyone has powers except for her. And what that means, her roommate has a really cool power, which she can, someone dead or alive, she can channel them and speak for them. So she works for a lawyer who works in wills, and she can go back and channel the person who's died and clarify any issues that might be in the will.
Oh, that's cool. That's a cool concept.
Really cool. There's one guy who can turn into a cat. There's one guy by the power of touch. He can make anyone have a great time. Yeah, that's, oh my gosh, can you believe the 7 o'clock hour is over?
Girl, we're done.
Done.
I mean, well, we still
this hour, right.
People, yeah.
But Extraordinary on Hulu, it's really fun. I watched 3 episodes, just some funny scenarios, and what a cool, magical place to think about.
Okay, I'm going to check it out. When we come back, am I the asshat? Next.